time your body's next to mine. Something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you touch, girl, you don't know how it makes me feel.
Coming up, Monday night, Madness with WB and DA Whalemaker. Hey, in the meantime, we just want you guys to know.
You know what it is. Uh-huh. It's a bit dope.
We are Trill Ride Certified. Hey, this is Gina Jones.
For a girl.
Man, we're going to come at your heart tonight.
Let's go. I'm looking for a con girl.
Come on.
Hey,
Ride Certified. Get this party started.
Let's ride, baby. Let's ride.
Trill Ride Certified.
Studios up here.
The buzz.
Where talent meet the world.
Mm-hmm. I see you, baby. We grooving on this.
Man,
it's about to get
we
live.
Wake up grooving. Right.
I want to see you break it down. Let's go.
Oh, come on. Live with us, y'all. Ride with us. Monday Night Madness on the books.
Hey, Waymaker.
What's up?
Will you tell them this is the baddest on the planet?
Right here on the bus, yo. Studio W.
You better ask somebody. That's Trail Ride Certified. And then we had the pleasure.
I go by Lou Wig.
Come on.
I got Mr. Red away.
Come on.
It's a bounce on
Ride with the show.
Alabama. Mississippi.
Monday Night Madness.
We're going all the way down south with this. Let's go, Mr. Red.
Hey.
We got the crew in the house tonight, y'all.
Hey, you better kick back, grab a glass. You're on for a whole ride.
Please tell them to buckle up, buckle up.
Waymaker,
let's up.
I think this is the baddest party on the airwaves.
Oh yeah.
Shh. Good Lord. Good gracious.
Come on, Will Jeff.
And I'm fresh out of nerve pills, Waymaker.
It's amazing you ask. I talked to her today.
Back order?
Back order.
Damn.
She definitely gave us a little hope. She said, any day now.
Yeah. Heard that. Come on. And that's Miss Aretta. And then you also already know. We had that bad girl. Mika. Oh, she said a whole damn mess.
Yes, I am a whole mess. See, I'm a mess.
Come on.
A whole damn mess.
Live with us, rock with us.
I'm a mess. Yeah. A whole damn mess. Oh, yeah. It was Friday. I got up early. Surely. So I said, bitch, what you doing? We out tonight. Make sure you pack your freaking girl's gonna take a flight. No matter where we go or what we're doing, I got my sneaky link credit card. Let's do it. Girl, he don't mind when I put a little change. Cause when I get back, I'ma let him do his thing.
Oh, damn, man.
Oh, damn, y'all. Go up from the floor up, y'all.
See, I'm a mess. Yeah. Oh, damn, man. Oh, yeah. Walk in the club. It's on the night. Pour me a double shot. It was a long flight. I'm getting fucked up. Might need my flight.
I'm jamming in when I come in the dope.
Ooh, girl,
it's on.
I said, wait a minute, Shirley. That one is mine. You gotta crawl before you walk up to that grind. Cause with a body like that, he must be super size. Hey, I'm a man. A whole damn man. See, I'm a man, 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 man.
Uh-oh, my part, my part.
Come on.
I need y'all ladies to come out here on this
mine too.
Floor. We about to show these men
the men
how much of a mess we can really be. Y'all ready?
Look.
Well, it goes
ladies.
Like
Come on.
That's my part. That's my part.
That's your part.
Now roll it to the left.
That's Mika, Mika. Oh, she's one of the stars that has graced this network. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Monday Night Madness and I am WB. I am the host and my other co-host is the DA. District.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
District.
I'm on this podcast.
Really. That's right. The district attorney. The Waymaker. Oh, man. I call him.
Yes, sir.
That's why you asked why do I call him the district attorney? Yep. District attorney of Southern Soul. That's right. He investigates. He investigates. That's what he does. And he brings on the best talent. Oh my goodness. And we've got a full house right now. Oh, we've got the lovely Shavonna Adams. Hey, how are you?
Miss Adams. How are you doing? The Waymaker. It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
You already know how I'm doing. I am having a blast.
Me too. I'm excited.
Yes, right. And then we, back that popular demand.
Oh, my boy.
Mr. L. Davis.
What's up?
AD, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, my brother. How you doing?
Hey, can you handle another good time?
Oh, hey, I got my family on here, so I'm ready.
He brought his family with him this time.
He brought his family with him. Hey, look, here. Look, while they're there, make sure they download the app, too. Okay? That Apple App Store. I hope, and I know they can hear me. All right. You guys are listening, right? Go to your Apple App Store right now and download studio.w. Studio.w. Okay? Android. Just go to your Play Store and download Studio W. Just as simple. Also available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, and Alexa. The website is studiow.buzz. So share this with your friends. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is because this broadcast will be up on the website in about 24 hours. So if your friends missed it, they can go to archive shows or featured shows and listen to the entire broadcast. So in the meantime, kick back and grab a glass because I have to give homage and I want to honor this gentleman because I would not have met you wonderful people without this man.
Okay? Come on now.
And I have to, this is my friend. He's a great, great guy. You know him. Derek the Change Man Smith.
Woo!
Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith.
Woo!
Deacon! Fire. Deacon Otis Wignard. Okay? That's right. I used to do that all the time, Waymaker. And a lot of people say, that's you doing this. No, I said, no, I'm not taking credit because he's a preacher, a gospel singer, soul singer, blues singer, and also one of the greatest people I've met. And he introduced me to the Waymaker. Now, you guys know how the Waymaker works, too, right? The rest is history. The Waymaker was supposed to come on.
3 months ago. Is it going 4 months ago? For 15 minutes. he ain't left yet. So with this, we're going to come back and we're going to showcase and play some music by our fabulous artists on this network. But I must do this. Waymaker, hey, tell Let's everybody they need to get out their heart pills, their nerve pills, whatever pills you
really
got.
You got that one?
I'm right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, you better call him.
I'm finna get mad with my old lady just so we can break make up. This one of them songs, girl.
Look. I can't. I'm telling you right now.
What I feel.
Come on.
Trying to tell myself that what I feel ain't real.
Can't be real.
Cried about it.
Man said he cried Come about on. It.
I lied about it.
I even told my friends. I wasn't going to let you back in.
Lied about it. Oh, baby. I'm still crazy. I'm crazy. Still you crazy. About it.
I absolutely can't help it.
I know you moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids.
Three.
And they say the oldest boy looks like me.
Come on, dude.
I heard that you're doing good.
Come on.
On your job, you got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good. Giving you love and devotion. But oh, baby, I'm still crazy. I'm still crazy.
Only thing I forgot about is to forget about you.
No.
I just forgot about you. Forget about you. I tossed all your stuff out, but I couldn't toss you out of my fucking.
Listen here, baby. I'm not trying to cause hell in your home before I give you stress. I'll leave all
my favorite part is coming up.
But if that happens,
this is when he started begging.
Yeah, yeah.
I just he's trying to too great, dude. Before I close
Come on, son.
The door. Close the door and tell you goodbye, baby.
When you sit down and let me talk to you,
just a little
I'm still crazy. I am crazy about you. I wanna testify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm still
Come on.
Crazy about you, Lord, I'm still crazy about you,
Don't.
I don't understand how that man has been with you this long, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty. I heard you got his kids, but still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may think that this is crazy.
Now I'm talking about crazy.
How crazy.
About to lose my mind, girl.
I done lost my mind.
What I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my drive.
driver's license. Hey. Just the other day, hey. I almost no. ran hey. In the back of somebody.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Baby, hey. And in my dresser drawer, hey. In the bottom drawer, hey.
No.
There are pictures hey. Of you and I. Hey. And sometimes hey. When I'm feeling low, hey. Sometimes hey. When I'm feeling down, hey. I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair, and I warn you, I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear. Oh, crazy! I know it's time.
You remember all of that.
All this time that I'm out of my mind, but if you have anything left for me, if you have.
Why in the world did I want to go on and drop that one now, Waymaker? Yeah.
A heck of a way to get the night started.
You know me right now. I like starting stuff. Man, oh man, oh man. Hey, welcome. This is Monday Night Madness now. The title will tell it all. The title says Monday Night Madness. So kick back, grab a glass, get up, dance. I mean, just party here. Move some furniture, right? Because in case you break a hip or something, we have no insurance, right? We've got none, so it's not. I had to
put out that disclaimer. Waymaker,
you know, man. But I want to welcome to the set, hey guys. In case you haven't mentioned or had not an interview, because we don't do interviews, we have conversations.
No. Yes,
and that way we get a chance to know you guys a lot better. But the lady of the hour. Shivana, hey, I think you already know, don't you? I think we defined it. This is what we do.
I'm having a blast. I'm telling you that.
We're just getting started.
Hey, I love it.
Taiwan.
What up?
Hey, all what's right. going on? And we're going to ask you guys a lot of questions because we want the world to know who you guys are and what you produce. Waymaker, you tell everyone that this is the place where what?
This is the place where talent meets the world. And we are committed to make sure artists, entertainers, business people get an opportunity to meet the world. This is that place.
That's right.
Don't look no further. You here now.
Hey, this is the platform for that. And A.D. L. Davis. L. I want you to share with the world. You've had one experience with us. Why are you back?
Hey, how can you leave gold? You know, when it's a gold mine right there. Like they're doing
them
cowboy fishes. They just keep going back,
trying
to get that gold.
And my grandbaby say, that part
right there. Look here. Hey, women, hold it. Oh, D.A., how old is your grandbaby?
Man, I got 9 of them, but the one I'm speaking of, he's 11. He's 11. I love my grandkids.
I don't blame you. I do, too. And you know what? That part... And at that age, they are woke. That's right. That part right there. Yeah. You folks that say woke this, woke that, and you to do it as a negative thing, it's not negative. You better be woke. Ron.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Man,
how
look.
How y'all doing?
Man, are you asking us a question? We're having a good time. Hey.
He woke.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. This is what I'm going to do. Shivana.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. It makes me feel, you know, above dating age. So don't do that.
I told you, you done got old. I gotta tell you, I was raised by my grandmother. She was an older lady from the South. And so my sister and I often get teased by saying, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. But yeah. I tell everybody, I think she's got a cane that reaches from heaven down here to tap me on my forehead if I didn't say it.
You know what? You know, let me just share something with you. I'm just teasing because I go out and I call people, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. This is how we were brought up.
That's right.
With respect.
That's right.
Man.
And it's a lost art, WB, but my grandmother was a God-fearing older woman.
Wow.
So she had fun with us, but she didn't play, you know?
I got you.
So it's that respect level that was ingrained in me, but it's taught me a lot and made me a much more well-rounded person, if that makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense to me. It does. What we're going to do, I'm going to come back because after I play this song, then Siobhana, I've got a few questions to ask you and I'm going to drop some of your jams here too. But I have one already queued up. And what's really amazing is, the three gentlemen that collaborated with this, Al Davis and Geeta Jones, they have already been on. And this gentleman is with us right now, so why don't I drop it?
It's the King of Fairground Blues, Geeta Jones, and we back. We back on somebody hairline. I need to represent for all them country boys. No matter where you from, where you at, raise one hand up, because we've been to represent. If you ready, I'm ready. So let's rock steady. Let's go.
She don't play about a crowd. Better not waste it.
Better not waste it.
Oh, you a lucky, lucky man. And she let you taste it.
Oh, yeah.
She like the country boys from Alabama.
The world.
It just so happens I live in Alabama. Yeah, yeah. I told her I put my boots on one at a time.
My boots on.
What's it gonna take for me to make you mine?
I'm a country boy, shawty.
Ride or die.
She like the country boy, shawty.
She like them country boys.
That thing is bad. All right, stop the presses. Stop the presses. Drop the mic.
You dropping the mic already?
You had to.
Oh,
I had to.
The show ain't even got.
I don't care, DA.
I ain't had my third drink yet.
Well, you better get it, D. D.
Okay.
How could you not drop the mic on that jam?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, he's trying to show us that he's living a healthy life. He keeps showing us water. And what is it that we can't see, AD? Is it?
The M&M.
I got water. I got a water bottle, but it got moonshine in it.
You can't tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference. No, absolutely not. Taiwan. Hey, Ty.
Yes, sir.
That jam. That's the first time I heard it.
Wow. Okay.
First time I heard that jam and had to go into our Hall of Fame. That's the Platinum Party mix.
Yes, sir.
Then it also goes into our next category. No, I'll give you that one next. And then it also goes in a Southern Soul catalog, right?
Okay.
Mm. But what's on top of the Hall of Fame is the Studio W liked songs. Mm-hmm. That's the creme de la creme. I can't help myself. Waymaker.
It's the King of Fair,
I can't help myself.
And we back. I need to represent for all them country boys. No matter where you from, where you at. Raise your hand up.
Night, man, so party, come on.
If you ready, I'm ready. So let's
I had to do it.
Let's go.
See, don't play about I make no apologies. I make no apologies. Come on.
Ooh, it just so happens I live in Alabama. Yeah. I told her I put my boots on one at a time.
No.
My boots on. What's it gonna take for me to make you mine?
I'm a country boy, shawty.
Right
there.
I already told you. Okay. I just dropped another mic. Okay, let's get this straight.
You dropped another mic?
I dropped another one.
I told you not. They said the mic's on back order. Back order. You can mess around and tear all them up if you want.
Yeah, but I had to refurbish a few. Boymaker, all right, okay, calm down a little bit. That jam right there. We are honored, ladies and gentlemen, to have two of the artists that created this or performed this, however you guys wrote this. And Shyvana, I promise to get to you soon, darling. Please. Okay.
I'm chilling. I'm hanging out.
You hanging out? Well, we love you hanging out. Okay.
Hey.
Al Davis, Taiwan. And you hooked up with, now, the ironic thing about it, Waymaker, is that the third artist has also appeared on this network. That is none other than the King.
Wait a minute, WB. Wait a minute.
What?
That other voice I heard was Taiwan?
The King of the Trail Ride.
I know I heard the King, but Ty, you was on that too?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
That first verse was me.
Wow.
And
okay.
Chorus.
See?
And
okay.
I see you. Man. I see you.
That jam.
Let me pull my glasses off so I can see you. Look.
Yeah. Hey, take the damn glasses off. Take them off. Okay. They ain't, apparently they ain't working. you need another damn prescription. Oh, change that, doctor. Do something. Waymaker, don't be doing this. All right.
Okay.
But man, that jam. I'm going to be playing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play that. Hey, Waymaker.
Yes.
You know how we do our little mixture, and we want to honor the guests that have been on our networks.
Right.
Okay. I said networks because, see, not only did Waymaker not leave in 15 minutes, I don't know how in the hell he got on two shows here now. He's good.
They don't call him the Waymaker for nothing.
Look, I tell you what, if you want a manager or a producer or something like that, you better call this man. Waymaker, seriously. No, I'm not, we're laughing, but this is a true story.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a true story. He's on two networks, Mondays and Wednesdays. Oh, the Cultural Excellence Show, Waymaker.
Yes.
That's also a hit. Man, Absolutely. Oh man. We have somebody, like you, Greg, Al, were you on the Cultural Excellence Show? I believe you were. That was on a Wednesday night.
No, he was on Monday night.
Huh?
Monday night.
Oh, so second time on Monday night. Okay. All right. Well, all of you guys are going to get another invite back anyway. All right. We are committed, right, Waymaker, to make sure that we get your music out to the world.
I'm serious when I say this.
And
that's
the
reason why I'm part of this organization, this with WB. Because he got the same vision that I had, that I'm committed that we're going to let the world know about you committed. And when you make a commitment, when I make a commitment, it's on and popping.
That's right.
Seriously. And WB made a commitment as well that we're going to follow through with what we said and what this mission is.
That's right. Oh, I got a quick question for you, Waymaker. Show in South Carolina coming up this weekend. I called Miss Emma and told her that I'm going down with her. She has backstage passes, to see Sir Charles Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I'm doing it, dog. Okay.
All right. I'm proud of you. Go with Miss Emma. Oh, absolutely.
That's my sister. And she's the one that introduced me. She's the first one to introduce me to Southern Soul.
So you know we love Miss Emma.
The first artist was Jeta Jones. And now she is, I have to say, friends with Sir Charles Jones. She got backstage passes, and I saw a video with him hugging her. And so I'm just assuming the best here, right? And we had Jeta on, right? Mika. Hey, yeah. Mika, Fresno Concerts is in the house. Oh my goodness.
Amen, Cheryl.
Seven Up, she's been there for a while. Beverly Haynes, Kim Rogers. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. These guys, yes, right, Mika, the Waymaker Group in the place. We're going to do this right now. I want to play this. We'll come back with the artists. Is that Shivana?
That's Shivana, Miss Adams. Waymaker, you see this? Yeah. You see this? That's the good one. That's the good one.
Well, I got to do it, Way.
Okay, I don't blame you. Mine went out the window.
WB, do you want to know something super awesome?
Please, baby.
Okay, you just mentioned that Miss Emma is going to get you backstage to Mr. Sir Charles Jones. Well, this music video is featuring Mr. Sir Charles Jones. I opened up for him this summer here in Kansas City.
Wow.
He's a good friend of mine and wonderful mentor.
Are you serious?
Peter. And he said some very wonderful things about me to start this video off. And I'm forever grateful for him. So he's featured in this music video.
Well, you know,
it's over 160K views right now.
I love it. Well, let's get it to 560K views.
Yeah.
Let's get it to a million.
Well, I want 5 million.
Yeah. That's right.
It was an honor to feature the King of Southern Soul.
Oh, like my goodness.
So wonderful. And he said some wonderful things about me, and I'm always grateful for him.
Well, I'm going down to see him and meet him in person. My sister's already been there. As a matter of fact, there is, she did a little video or something like that. She's backstage. I don't know how did Miss Emma keep getting backstage? Waymaker?
Oh, that's Miss Emma. That's Miss Emma. Are you kidding me? Y'all still Miss Emma coming through.
Look, and she called me up. Hey, no, true story. This is a true story. I said, Waymaker, my sister Emma called me and invited me to come down to the show. It's in South Carolina. And I think it's going to be, I know it's going to be Sir Charles Jones. That's why she's going. She loves Sir Charles Jones. She even has a t-shirt made up with his name, with his picture on it. And I saw him giving her a hug backstage on a previous concert, right? And so also Pokey Bear is supposed to be on there.
Yes. I opened up for him too when he came to Kansas City.
Oh my God. Does anybody else know who else is? Because I got kidnapped by my sister, so I have no idea who else is on the show.
WB just gotta go enjoy it.
I am.
Yeah.
And Waymaker talked me into it. I said, Waymaker, that's a 4-hour drive. He said, man, go with your sister.
Go.
That's right.
I'm going.
That's what Southern Soul is about. Like under the stars, you know, the blues, soul music, gospel. It's this infusion of all of these mixed together.
Right.
And it's such a fun environment. If it's outside, the food trucks, if it's inside, the drinks, you know, all of it, it's an experience like none other. And there's not a show that I've been able to be a part of that I have not thoroughly enjoyed.
Amazing. Let's talk about you for a little bit. Okay. When did you start singing?
I started as a little girl, in gospel music, actually, in a gospel choir up here in Kansas City that was Grammy nominated. I was the only kid in the choir. We opened up for people like Walter Hawkins and greats like Daryl Coley, which was awesome. So I started young, and then I moved into the R&B scene here in Kansas
City. Okay, please, I'm sorry. I got to stop you. You were in a choir, and you were the only child in that choir?
Yes.
Okay, you're not gonna skip all the way, I've gotta know this because I think this is fascinating. First of all, you had to be really, really, really good to be singing in an adult choir. So
at 10 years old, at my 5th grade graduation, I sang Having You There by the Mississippi Mass Choir by myself.
Okay, at 10.
And I got a standing ovation. My mother and my grandmother were shocked. My grandmother knew I could sing. She was teaching me on her organ in our living room, you know, some hymns and things like that. But I'd never, you know, sang in a solo in a choir until that graduation moment.
Okay.
It was like a movie. I remember everybody jumping to their feet. And then it's like the bug bit me.
Wow.
And yeah, I joined the choir from church. And they were Grammy nominated. They're called the Elements of Faith. And a group out of Chicago that moved here to Kansas City. And like I said, because they were well-known in gospel, I got to sing for Daryl Coley, the Hawkins sisters, Tremaine, and Walter Hawkins, Israel, you name it. And I was like 14, 15 years old.
Wow. You know, I tell you, I'm really amazed about that because I want to go, like I said, and Waymaker and I, our proclamation is that we don't have interviews. We have conversations. So I just don't want to ask a question and then you answer the question, we move on. Conversation is like when I found something really fascinating and I'm finding what you're doing right now is extremely, extremely fascinating. So you singing in this adult choir.
Yes.
Did you have any formal training?
No. I just was singing and choir, you know, taught me, really taught me a lot about, we were doing live recordings and everything. And like I said, I was a kid. And so they taught me about getting into the studio and singing in a live mic, you know, that's recording your vocals.
Right.
I'm on a couple of their albums and everything.
Right.
And then that's when I got into the R&B scene in my early 20s. And I've opened up for everybody from Brownstone to Chrisette Michelle, Eric Benet, Johnny Gill, Drew Hill, Avant. I mean, wow. You name it. But all of it was here in my own backyard in Kansas City, Missouri. And then a few years ago, about 2-3 years ago, I threw my hat in the ring for Southern Soul, and here I am.
Wow. And here you are right here. I don't want to, Waymaker, I know I'm hogging the questions. Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you.
Absolutely.
No, but know, I'm fascinated. I'm just excited about this artistry and this genius of an artist. And I have a few more questions, so I'll ask a few more later on, but I won't give anybody else a chance to ask Shyvana a question. Okay.
Shyvana.
Yes.
Now I further understand why you sang with an attitude. And it's a good attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I further understand you is very confident in when you sing.
And I wrote the record, Waymaker. And I write all my own music. So, and I record myself in my own studio. So that song was written, you know, by me. Mm-hmm. And along with my music partner, Wolfman, he's the come on part of it, giving the jazz to it. But yeah, we pieced the song together and, we have fun writing and creating and people are really enjoying that song.
It, beautiful.
And another question. Oh, one moment, WB, another question.
Okay. I'll back off, Waymaker.
What you feel like you need to do to excel your thoughts of being a Southern Soul artist?
Stay true to myself. I'm a soul singer by nature. Grew up in gospel, a mixture of R&B and blues. And so, though, I'll tell you how I landed in Southern Soul is because I met my multi-platinum producer 12 years ago here in Kansas City. And he said, Shyvana, why are you still in Kansas City? There's a whole market for you in the South. And you do well in Southern Soul. And so even though I don't sing the traditional cadences of Southern Soul, have the traditional sound of Southern Soul, my producers are from Southern Soul. My producer Cecil Green produced all of Tucker's early work, The Book of Love and Candyland. And so I'm working within the genre of Southern Soul because the audience that loves this genre of music, loves soul music, loves blues. It's all an infusion. So we're all one big collective. And that is why I've been able to succeed in this realm is because the audience they love the blues. They love soul music and gospel. And I'm a derivative of all of those things.
I must agree.
Me too. I couldn't agree more. You described it perfectly.
Yeah.
Women, hold it. Ron.
Yes, sir.
Hey, my friend. We have yet to bring you in the fold. Before I drop, the next one of, Shyvana's records, songs rather, I want you to give us and the world an overview of what you're witnessing right now.
I think I'm witnessing greatness at its best and at its finest hour. I had three, complete artists that are just phenomenal. There's not enough adjectives to be able to describe them. The work ethic, the personality as individuals, they're amazing. And to bring them onto a show with two great guys, the Waymaker, who's gonna make a way. WB, I mean, hey, you are that guy.
Thank you, sir.
I feel like this is just a great melting pot of just greatness all around. So I'm just happy to be a part. I'm a background singer back here in the back.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. Because I tell you what, that's the importance. The show that Waymaker and I do on Wednesdays is called Cultural Excellence in Music, Art, Entertainment, Education, and Business. And without your perspective, brother, as the business part is to be the glue that puts everything together and make sure that everything is functioning like the engine in the machinery.
Absolutely.
If I might place it that way. And Shivana, I've already dropped one mic. I don't have too many more mics to go here. I'm going to find out what you have to say at this other one, because also I'm listening to your range. And when we come back, I want to find out your range. And I don't know. I heard something that might touch on the whistle registry, but I'm going to ask you about that on the way back. Don't start nothing. Come on, Shivana. Monday Night Madness, WBNDA. Come on, girl. Shivana.
She done showed out. She showed out. As mama said, she showed out. She showed out. Message.
You know, really. No, you guys got to know this. Waymaker, you already know.
Yeah.
Really am I out of words. Damn it.
Y'all see.
I can't take credit for this concept.
No, you can take credit for anything you want. You sing like that. I'm going to hand on my wallet. I'm going to write bad checks.
I have to tell you, Waymaker.
Take my car.
A good mentor of mine named DJ Godfather, Texarkana Land.
Oh, my God.
He said, Shivana, he said, I love all of your records. He said, but you need a smack-talking song for the lady. And I said, okay, Godfather. And then one day we were talking, and he said something about don't start nothing. I said, that's it. And then my producer sent over a record one night, and it was dun 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 dun.
That's bad.
I said, that's it. And so then I just got to writing, and I... Creative writing 101.
Wow.
You know, Mr. Charlie or whoever in the face. Yeah. And
yeah.
That's really good stuff. And, you know, before this song, I dropped a question that I mentioned a question that I was going to ask. Are you naturally a soprano?
Yes, I I have a story where I told you that I did backgrounds for Brownstone.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing, I heard it through the grapevine.
Uh-oh.
And Nikki Gilbert, she stops the rehearsal and she goes, "Who sings soprano?" And I started to panic. I'm like, "Oh my God, it's me. I must have messed up." And she walks over to my mic and she goes, "I did those notes, those harmonies in studio that you're doing live."
Mm.
And she said, "You are for now and forevermore my soprano."
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, and that was such